Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 18, Pretoria 19, Mahikeng 20. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says bilateral relations with South Africa will deepen through international cooperation. Carney praised South Africa's support during Canada's wildfires and highlighted ongoing collaboration in trade and investment. He also affirmed a growing partnership between the two nations.
We've met a bit in the past, and I've been a long admirer of your leadership of South Africa, and now your leadership of the G20. And the world is very much in your hands at a crucial time. From a Canadian perspective, the strength of the ties between our countries are great, including down to the level of assistance in natural disasters.
The head of Gift of the Givers Search and Rescue Unit, Ahmed Baum, says the search and recovery efforts will intensify following the deadly floods in the Eastern Cape that claimed the lives of 88 people. So far, 83 bodies have been identified, with 56 released to families.
We're going to be looking at areas close to the river as the water has receded now. We've brought in additional resources, which is our boats, which our teams are going to be searching now in the water as well, in the main river as well. And then other teams will be moving on the sides of the rivers as well. So it's quite big operations just to try and see if we can retrieve much more bodies to bring closure.
The Gauteng Health Department is prioritising the repair of infrastructure across hospitals as winter strain critical infrastructure. The department spokesperson Mutale Talamadiba says 100 million rand has been allocated to restore and maintain essential equipment. He confirmed that contingency plans, including mobile units, are in place to ensure uninterrupted patient care.
The reality is that we are facing critical equipment that has aged, and part of the problem is due to not having been serviced appropriately for a long time. The department has now capacitated our own internal infrastructure unit so that it has the ability to implement the maintenance program in-house.
And Iran says it successfully struck Israel with a salvo of missiles this morning. This as Israeli rescuers reported 24 deaths and damage to residential buildings in multiple cities, while Israel's military says it struck command centers in Tehran belonging to Iran's Quds Force, the foreign operations arm of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. More on jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinar. For myself and the rest of the news team, good afternoon.
Hey, jy's klaar.
Yes.
En hoe lyk die res van jou dag?
Stil.
Is dat?
Gister was besig, vannacht
ja.
Stil.
Ja, oké. Okay. Jy mag gaan doen iets, man.
Dis vannacht zondag, so.
Ach, nee. Nee, moenie met my begin nie vannacht nie. Kijk, jy kan my bykie later join. Ek gaan een bykie koek en thee. Dat is wel. Ek meen, dis jeugdag. Why? Dat celebrate our old age. Koek en thee, is jy? Rooibos. Is jy? Ja?
Ja.
Oké, okay, ek sien jy later, oké. Okay.
Mac Rapapali, Jacaranda FM. And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Oh, don't you dare look back.